We're going to get started in just a minute, but before we do, I want to talk to you about Anchor by Spotify. It is the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. This is what I use for my podcast, and it is fantastic. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. And welcome to the March or Die podcast. Glad to have you here today. And I say that sincerely. I know I say it every week, but sincerely, thank you so much for joining. It would be a dark and difficult path to walk if I didn't know people were watching and listening. So thank you. I appreciate it. If you are watching the live stream, thank you for watching the live stream. I do appreciate that. And I trust that it is a help and an encouragement to you. And would also ask you, when you are done listening to the live stream or watching the live stream, go over and find the podcast, and you can subscribe there. And I would encourage you to do that. That would be fantastic. For those of you that are listening to the podcast after the fact, please take some time to subscribe so that you know when the new episodes come online. And I don't want you to miss anything. And thankful again for you listening there. Share this content out if you think it would be helpful to someone else. Today on the March or Die podcast, here is the question. What is so important about a foundation of faith? What is so important about a foundation of faith? The Bible asks us this question rhetorically. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the people do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the people do? And there's so much to that text and so much that it is explaining and illustrating in that. But we understand principally exactly what that means. If there is no foundation, then we have no ability to stand strong. If there is no foundation, we have no ability to stand firm. We have nothing even to push against as we seek to move forward. We must have the right foundation. And I would submit to you today that not just a foundation, but a faith foundation. We need to have a foundation that does not change, a foundation that is firm. And that foundation is one rooted in the one who does not change and who is stable, who is firm. And that is our God. That's why we talk about having not just a foundation, but a faith foundation. We, on this podcast, seek to answer the question, what do you do when the world around you is falling apart? What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? I believe that's a fair question. I believe it's one that we should ask. When the world is falling apart, what exactly do we do? How do we move forward? How do we stand strong? How do we do right when it seems like things are falling apart around us? I do my best each week to give principles and to tell stories to illustrate these principles, things that you can hang on to that will help you know how to move forward. But I want to say this today, and this is something that's been on my heart and mind really throughout this last week. It doesn't matter how good the principles are. It doesn't matter how solid the ideas are or how good the stories are to illustrate those principles. You can be the most gifted person in the world. But if you are not standing on solid ground, if you're not standing on the right foundation, a foundation of faith, then eventually you will fall. It's inevitable. And I know there are those who would argue that, and maybe even some who would listen to this podcast that may not agree with my position on a faith foundation. But I'll submit to you this truth, and I believe it's true because history has borne it out. The Bible illustrates it. I've seen it in my own life and in the lives of others. If your foundation is not a faith foundation, And if that foundation is not solid, then eventually you're not going to make it. You will fall. I love telling stories around this. And again, to me, the truth in this conversation is almost self-evident. It needs to be said, but it doesn't need to be overtaught, if you know what I mean. You've heard people overteach principles that everyone kind of got a hold of in the beginning. This is one of those things. I want to be careful not to overteach it. But there's a great personality in the Bible that I think illustrates this so well. If you're not familiar with the Bible, there's a man by the name of the Apostle Paul. We call him the Apostle. That's a title, I guess. His name is Paul. Paul, before he was Paul, was a man by the name of Saul. His name was changed. Saul, when he comes onto the scene in the New Testament, was someone known for persecuting Christians. How would you like to have the reputation of being the guy who persecutes Christians? We're told that he went out and looked for them. In fact, he had letters from the government that allowed him to go and arrest Christians. And he was tearing families apart and doing his best to crush what he saw as this rising religious movement, this movement of Christianity. Of course, this was in the beginning of the time of the church, and so many other things were happening. And Saul was right in the middle of all of it, doing his best to stop it where it started. He had an encounter with Jesus. It's a great story. Again, if you're familiar with this, you know it. If you're not, then I'd encourage you to go look at it. You can find the story in the New Testament book of Acts, Acts chapter 8. So go to Acts chapter 8. You'll see the story unfold. And then into Acts chapter 9, you see Paul mentioned at the beginning of 8. You see his conversion in chapter 9. And then really much of the rest of the book of Acts is about him. Many of the other books of the New Testament were written by him. But he had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and he changed his way. He changed his life. He changed his perspective. He put his faith in Christ. He became a Christian. A crazy story. The guy who was persecuting Christians became one. And he not only became a Christian, he became an evangelist, a missionary, one who would take the good news of Jesus around the world. Eventually, he would die as a Christian martyr, a tremendous man of faith. He turned from the direction that he was going of persecuting those to the direction of following God and telling others about the good news that Jesus is God and that he paid for sin. We could say it this way for the context of our conversation today. Paul stepped off of a rocky foundation, one built on his own works and religiosity. And he stepped on to the firm foundation of a relationship with God through Christ. He stepped on to a faith foundation. It's an incredible story. We see the things that happened through the life of Paul and how churches were started and Christians were taught and the New Testament was written. So many amazing things. Philippians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is an old man. He's getting ready, and he knows this, to lose his life as a martyr. His time on this earth is coming to an end. He says this. He says, Brothers, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He ended with these words, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What an amazing statement. He said, I'm going to forget what's in the past. I'm going to lean into the future. And I am going to fully live the life that I was created to live. Why could he say that? Because he was on a foundation of faith. We talk about resiliency often in the work that I do with veterans and those in the first responders community. We often talk about resiliency. Resiliency is a big word, kind of a buzzword in the military right now. What does it mean to be resilient? To be resilient means that you have a foundation that is solid, you have a direction that is clear, so that when you get knocked down, and inevitably you will, it's going to happen, you have a point to realign to. So many people are not resilient, not because they're not trying, not because they're not smart, not because they're not capable, but because their foundation is so uncertain, the point is certainly not clear, that when they do fall down, they have nothing to come back to. They're constantly trying to find their footing. Do you know anyone like that? Maybe you are someone like that. There are a lot of people that live this life. Their whole life is spent trying to find a sure footing, trying to find something they can put their feet on, something that makes sense, something that's stable and strong. But they're looking in the wrong places, they're searching for the wrong things, and therefore never find the foundation that they really need. I want to say this. In order to truly move forward, when it feels like your world is falling apart, those battles of life, you must be standing on the right foundation. Three things quickly about a faith foundation that my hope is will motivate you to understand this truth. Number one, we see that a faith foundation guides decisions. How do you make the decisions in your life? When you're confronted with those difficult times, those hard things, those confrontational types of situations, those battles of life, the obstacles, whatever you want to call them, whatever it is you're living through, how do you make decisions to navigate those? What's guiding your path? What is that thing out in the front that's kind of carrying you forward? What is that for you? You see, when you're on a faith foundation, it's possible to be on that foundation because your eyes are affixed on the one who established it, on God. He established it through his son, Jesus, and we have his word to us, the Bible. That is the essence of faith, and having a faith foundation means that it is that faith, that common understanding that God has given to us that allows us to make the right decisions as we move forward. A faith foundation guides our decisions, or it should. The second thing is this. A faith foundation helps to determine progress. This is something that I think in life can be a struggle, particularly as you get into middle age and you're about halfway there. So you look back and you say, I've done some stuff and there's some stuff over there. You start to ask questions like, what am I accomplishing? If you're not at that point, you will be or you have been. What am I accomplishing? Am I moving in the right direction? Am I accomplishing the right things? What has my progress up to this point been? You know, as you stand on a faith foundation, you measure everything you do against what it is that God has created you to do, and it allows you then to measure your progress moving forward. A faith foundation helps to determine progress. It presents the markers along the path, if you will, that let you know how far you're going, how fast you're going, and that you're still going in the right direction. I would say this, finally, and I alluded to this earlier, a faith foundation also provides a place to realign when we do inevitably fall. Here's the thing about life. It's difficult. It's trying. It's challenging. It has its obstacles, and there will be people that will come in that may not love you and things that you'll have to deal with that you'd rather not deal with. All of that is true. There will be moments where you get knocked down. And if your foundation wasn't right in the beginning, as I mentioned earlier, you'll try to stand up and try to get back to a place that makes sense. But since there was no foundation there, the best you can do is drift and hope you drift into something that does make sense. A faith foundation provides security because it is also the ground on which you fall when you do, and provides the base that you can stand up on and continue to move forward. A person with a faith foundation is not a perfect person. It's simply someone who's made the decision to stand on the right ground and focus on the right person and the right purpose moving forward, so that when they deal with the challenges of life, they're able to continue. A faith foundation. There's so much more that could be said here, but I think it makes sense. I hope it makes sense that if your foundation is not right, you'll struggle in every other area of your life. Here's what I encourage you to do. Instead of gathering more techniques and figuring out more management tools, those can be helpful. Take some time to ask the question, is my foundation secure? Is my foundation right? Because if it is, you'll be able to move forward in the storms of life. When the battles come, you'll be standing on the right ground and therefore be able to fight from a position of strength, a faith foundation. The world has so many difficult times and so many difficult things, but you get to decide how you'll deal with those things and how you'll move forward. And I trust that you will. Because remember, when the bullets are flying, when things are out of control, you only have two choices. You can march, and in order to do that, you've got to have the right foundation. Or you can stay where you are and die, and that's what so many do. Only two choices. But the good news is that you get to decide. Decide to march. Standing firm on a foundation of faith.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.